Here's author and speaker Mary Cassian.
Ladies, our relationship with our Lord needs to make a difference in the way that we relate to men. The behavior of women who profess to worship God is different than the behavior of women who do not. If we profess to worship God, we welcome His spotlight on our lives and we say, Lord, shine it, show me where I'm wrong, and in your love and grace and mercy, correct me and give me the strength and the guts to make it right.
This is Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss for Wednesday, July 17th.
In the book of Proverbs, we find a contrast between two kinds of women, the wise woman and the foolish woman. Well, this week on Revive Our Hearts, we've been listening to a message by my good friend and author and speaker, Mary Cassian, called Girls Gone Wise in a World Gone Wild. Mary's been talking through the characteristics of the foolish woman in Proverbs chapter 7. And we're seeing how the thinking and the lifestyle of that foolish woman is similar to much of the thinking that we find in our world today. Mary originally delivered this message at a breakout session at the True Woman 08 conference. When we first planned these breakout sessions, we had no idea how many women to expect would attend them. And we were astonished to find on that Friday afternoon that women didn't go shopping, they didn't go out to eat, they stayed for those sessions and packed out the breakout sessions from wall to wall. And in spite of the logistical challenges that posed, it really was so encouraging to see the incredible desire that women have to know what it means to be a true woman of God. In fact, at each of the True Woman conferences, there's been an emphasis on deep, personal heart change. And we're praying for that attitude again next year at True Woman 14. The theme is freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ. And I hope that you'll get that date on your calendar, October 9th through 11th, 2014, and start making plans to join our team along with many speakers such as Mary Cassian, Janet Parshall, and Johnny Erickson Tata, as well as others there in Indianapolis. Now today we're going to hear the final part of the message, Girls Gone Wise in a World Gone Wild. When we left off yesterday, Mary was talking about the importance of sexual purity. Today she's going to pick back up at that point.
We're told that the wise woman makes coverings for her bed. Your bed is important, girls. Your bed is an important place. A few years ago, I was convicted of this because I still had my dad built me some French provincial girl furniture when I was 13 years old, and that was still in my bedroom 40 years later. And it's just, you know, because I'm pragmatic and I didn't have a girl that I could give it to, but I just never really thought that was, you know, important. The Lord, you know, it is important. And I'm a maker of my home, and I create those spaces and those places, and I create the message for my husband that I understand that this is a holy and a sacred thing, and it is something that I'm committed to because I understand what it's all about. It's not about me. It's not about him. It's about something way bigger. Do not wrong men. 1 Thessalonians 4, 4-6, it talks about we wrong men when we interact with them in the wrong way with regards to our sexuality. When we withhold what ought to be given or give what ought to be withheld. Values. The wayward woman, the woman who is the wild woman, has adopted worldly values. It says that she has colored linens from Egypt. The worldly value of, yes, I'm embracing a culture that God took me out of. That's what that whole picture is. The picture isn't, oh, having, you know, going down to linens and things and, you know, we've got to look for made in USA bed linens. All right? The picture of Egypt is that is what he brought us out of. Don't go back there. Don't go there in terms of what you value, in terms of what you hold near and dear to your heart. The Bible says that the wise woman values what God values, not with gold, pearls, expensive clothes, that all of those things, as nice as they are not what she truly cherishes in her heart of hearts. Dedication to Christ is what the wise woman values. And it says she cultivates the kind of personality and demeanor and interaction that is of great worth to God. Edification. The wild woman destroys and discards men. She is a male basher. Verse 26, she brings them down. And there's a mighty throng that she has brought down, that she has torn down. Women, it grieves my heart when I hear women bringing down their husbands or men in general. And it grieves the heart of God. Bible says a godly woman is not a male basher. And it breaks my heart when I read Proverbs and it says, a wise woman builds her house, but a foolish one tears it down. With what? With her own hands. As Christian women, we are called to be respectful and honoring of all the men in our life. A wise woman, a godly woman, respects and honors men in speech and in her attitudes and her behavior. We're told that she brings her husband good and not harm. And ladies, when we hurt our husbands, we are hurting our own households. It says that her husband is respected because she edifies him. She builds him up. She is the one who knows all his faults and yet says, go for it, dear. You can do it. I believe in you. I'm behind you. Commitment. The wayward woman, the wild woman of this chapter can't sustain relationships. She has an inability to sustain relationships. There's a mighty throng. She's gone through a whole list of men. There's many. It's a highway. And it's a highway to the grave. And we're told that the godly woman, the woman of wisdom, honors her commitment all the days of her life. And that she doesn't give in to fear. Because it's a scary thing. Submission is a scary thing, is it not? We're afraid that if we lay down our lives and we give up our own rights, that we're going to get trampled on, abused. And let me say that there are godly and biblical boundaries, I believe, and there are guidelines in Scripture that teach that when there is abuse, that the biblical precedent is to flee and then to seek reconciliation and healing. We are not to be doormats. We are to be wise women, strong women who choose and who make choices, even those hard choices. And we do not give in to fear. Commitment. A woman is committed. Final point, point 21, point of contrast is heart for God. And this is what I find very interesting in this passage. This woman, she acts like a prostitute. She dresses like a prostitute. She's wayward. But this is a woman who is part of the religious community. This is a woman who has fellowship offerings. She's just given her fellowship. She's just gone to church. This woman has fulfilled her vows. She's fulfilled her obligations in terms of going to church and her religious behavior. So we're not talking about a pagan woman here. We are talking about a religious woman who has gone wayward and wild. Not only a religious woman, but a married religious woman. Ladies, our relationship with our Lord needs to make a difference in the way that we relate to men. It needs to make a difference. The behavior of women who profess to worship God is different than the behavior of women who do not. If we profess to worship God, we welcome His spotlight on our lives and we say, Lord, shine it, show me where I'm wrong, and in your love and grace and mercy, correct me and give me the strength and the guts to make it right. It's not always easy, particularly in this culture. Some of these things go against the very grain of everything we have ever been taught by the world. But let me tell you this. There is great joy in righteousness. There is great joy in righteousness, even if it's tough slugging. And the Lord wants to challenge you as women. And I've put together 21 questions, 21 beauty questions. And to each of these questions, I want you to consider in your hearts, is the answer never, seldom, occasionally, often, or habitually? So, you know, never to, oh yeah, tons and tons. Okay? Number one, are you preoccupied with your appearance, with outward appearances? Are you more concerned about what's on the outside, the way you look on the outside, than the way you look on the inside? Number two, and these all relate back to our points that we talked about, the 21 points. Do you wear revealing clothes? Tight, and I say spray painted, or skimpy clothes? Low necklines or waistbands? Do you flaunt your body? Do you try to look sexy or seductive in the way that you dress? Is that your goal? Number three, do you wear sloppy, scrubby clothes? Do you fail to dress in a feminine manner? Do you neglect your appearance, your femininity? That is one that the Lord convicted me of at one point in time. Number four, are you flirtatious? Do you come on to male prospects physically? Do you sit in their laps, drape your arms and legs around them, cuddle up, use your body to entice them? I see this. I see young women draping themselves just all over the guys. Number five, do you seek to be a guy magnet? Do you go to places with the goal of attracting men? Do you size up every man you see as a potential prospect? Do you spend a great deal of time hanging out instead of busying yourself with your godly mission? Number six, are you aggressive in your relationship with men? Are you the pursuer? Are you the one who initiates contacts, makes all the phone calls, asks them out, sets the pace, and for married women, you could add, nags? Number seven, do you put yourself in potentially compromising situations? Secluded cars, apartments, bedrooms, dorms, hotels, sleepovers, vacations? Number eight, do you manipulate or scheme in your relationship with men? Do you orchestrate situations in order to manipulate things so they go your way? Do you resort to trickery or deceit? Number nine, do you try to verbally entice them? Are you suggestive in your speech? Do you manipulatively flatter or try to smooth talk or even shame him into doing things? Okay. Because we use our mouths both ways. One doesn't work, we'll try the other. Do you try to monopolize his time? Do you resent the time he commits to other relationships and pursuits? Do you clamor for his attention? And I'm just saying that in terms of there's a necessity for marriage relationships to cultivate relationship, but that's more for singles. Number 11, do you demand your own way? Do you pout, nag, badger until he gives in? Number 12, are you rebellious? Do you have an independent, unbending spirit? Do you resist input from men? Do you dig in your heels or recoil or fight back whenever he tries to provide leadership or direction? Ladies, a lot of the reason why our men are not providing leadership these days is because we are not letting them. And when they do try to do the littlest thing, we belittle them for it because it wasn't good enough. Do you denigrate woman's role as wife, mother, and homemaker? Do you regard homemaking activities such as cooking, cleaning, baking as lesser than ministry or paid employment? Do you seek, pursue, desire men more than you seek, pursue, and desire Christ? Are you consumed with the goal of finding that perfect boyfriend, husband, lover, whatever? Are you distracted with thoughts of romance? Do you play out romantic scenarios in your mind? Does the concept of forbidden romance, such as adultery and affairs, appeal to you? Do you look for romantic excitement in books or on television, magazines, movies? Do you physically or mentally compromise God's standards for sexual purity? Are you involved in sexual expressions of any type outside of marriage? Or thoughts of sex outside of marriage? Do you use sex as a weapon to seduce or to punish? Do you deny your husband or do you wrong other men by engaging in inappropriate sexual advances or activities? Do you feed your mind with worldly values, the linens of Egypt? Do you read sexy women magazines, steamy novels, watch TV shows or movies that compromise Christian values, surf inappropriate websites? Ladies, we had a saying with our kids. We had this little song. It went, guy go, G-I-G-O, garbage in, garbage out. You put garbage in your mind and garbage is what's going to come out of your life. And you might go, oh, where did that come from? But ladies, garbage in, garbage out, guy go. Okay, there you go. Have you been involved in a long string of relationships? Have you given your heart away often? Guard your heart, ladies. Guard your heart. Don't give it away. In the wrong time and in the wrong way into the wrong person. It's the most precious thing you have. Guard it. Do you use and discard men, or do men use and discard you? Do you bash males? Do you mock them, scorn them, or demean them? Do you make sarcastic jokes about them? Do you cut them down? And here's the clincher. Is the way that you regard and interact with men different than the unsaved women around you? The Lord is calling us to be wise women. And the only way he wants us to go wild is about him and for his glory. So ladies, we all fall short in this in many ways. And the Lord is challenging you this weekend, and he's challenging us to have a look at our lives as women and saying, yes, Lord, I want to be your woman, and I want to reflect your glory. My heart is heavy as I look at this audience here, because I know that the Lord has convicted a lot of you about some things. And I know that some of you have made poor decisions, walked paths that are not good paths, and that there's some brokenness and some healing, some repentance that needs to be done. Because I believe the Spirit of the Lord is here this weekend to give you power and strength, to convict you out of his great love. Not a condemning conviction, but a conviction that challenges you to be a woman and step up and don't be a wimp. Heavenly Father, I pray for the women in this room who have swallowed the line of the world, hook, line, and sinker. Father, I pray for those women who need to do business with you in terms of their attitudes as women, their attitudes towards their husbands, their attitudes towards men in general. Holy Spirit, come and counsel and guide and convict. Be our strength and surety, our courage. As we kneel before you, may we have courage to kneel before you and wave that white flag of surrender and say, yes, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And I hope you've not just been listening to this message as a spectator, but that as Mary prayed that prayer, that you were praying along with her, and that that expresses the desire of your heart to wave that white flag of surrender and say, yes, Lord, whatever that looks like, whatever that means, that you want to be his true, wise woman, a woman who reflects the beauty and the heart, the character and the spirit of the Lord Jesus in this wild world. Well, we've been listening today to a message by Mary Cassian talking about the characteristics of the foolish woman in Proverbs chapter 7. It's easy to point the finger and see these characteristics in other girls and women around us, but I can't help but believe that the Lord has been speaking to many of our own hearts today and showing us that we have some of the characteristics of this wild woman in our own hearts. The Lord may have been speaking to you about a lack of discretion or a lack of modesty, a lack of moral purity. There may be a relationship where you're playing with fire. Maybe it's in the workplace, maybe it's on the internet, a secret relationship, a secret sin, something in your thought life that the Lord has convicted you of. And let me just encourage you to take the pathway of humility and repentance. To be willing to make a total break with anything in your life that is not pleasing to the Lord. And then to bow your knee before him and say, Lord, wash me, cleanse me. I want to be a true, wise woman of God. Mary talks more about this transformation, about what it means to move from a wild woman to a wise woman in her book called Girls Gone Wise in a World Gone Wild. This is a fabulous book. It's convicting. It's challenging. It's insightful. It's one of those books, as I've said before, that I wish I had written myself. It's just so full of biblical wisdom and insight for women of every age, women in every season of life, but particularly a great resource for younger women, college age, 20 and 30 something women who are grappling with how to be God's true wise woman in today's culture. We'll be glad to send you a copy of that book, Girls Gone Wise, when you make a contribution of any amount to the ministry of Revive Our Hearts. Be sure to ask for the book, Girls Gone Wise, when you call us at 1-800-569-5959. Again, that number is 1-800-569-5959. Or you can visit us online at reviveourhearts.com. Make your donation of any amount, and there'll be a place where you can indicate that you'd like a copy of this book. And let me just say that I know you can order this and other resources we offer through wholesale online distributors, but when you make a contribution to Revive Our Hearts, you're enabling this message to be multiplied into the lives of thousands of other women across the United States and around the world. So thank you so much for partnering with us and making this ministry possible. And if you want to be a true, wise woman of God by the power of the Holy Spirit, I know that you're going to love True Woman 14. This conference is coming to Indianapolis next year, October 9th through 11th. Mary Cassian will be speaking, Janet Parshall, Johnny Erickson Tata, I will, and others will be joining us as well. Now, that probably seems like a long way off, more than a year now, but it's not too early to start planning and to ask the Lord who he might want you to bring with you. In fact, I'd love to see busloads of women or plane loads of women coming from every state in the Union. And I know we'll have women joining us from other countries as well. So you can get all the details about True Woman 14 at reviveourhearts.com. Now, every Christian mom wants to nurture her child's heart. So how do you make practical choices as a mom that will point your children to what matters most in life? My friend Bobby Wolgemuth will be here to talk about it with me tomorrow. I hope you'll join us for Revive Our Hearts.
Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss is an outreach of Life Action Ministries.